Kelim Perchov Zayin Mishnah Aleph. We're on to a little bit different territory, and we'll give a little bit of a hakdama. We've been learning a lot about clay or and Tumas Medris, things that are royal l'shchiva, yeshiva, merkav. We're going to learn now about a separate category that's called Tumas Bigodim. Beg is a little bit of a vague term. We've had a lot of the details, but there's going to be certain things that are going to be fleshed out over here, Kitzur also. The Torah defines beged as a separate category of something that's makabel tuma, legabe tuma shrotzim in Pasha Shmini, legabe shichva zera v'chol beged in Pashas Mitzayra, and also in Pashas Chukas v'chol beged, legabe tumas meis. What's a beged? Anything that's woven, sewn together, if it comes from gedulei oretz, we're talking about soft material. We take pieces of reed and we weave something together that's hard. That's not a beged, it doesn't bend to the shape of a body. It's not only things that are gedulei oretz, there's something called meshi, silk. That it comes from earthworms. Right? It doesn't come from the ground. Wool also doesn't come from the ground. Pishton does, tzemet doesn't. It's one of the inyonim of the klayim of that which grows from the ground and that which grows from a bal chai is the inyon of shatnes of tzemet pishton yachdov. Now, it happens to be that this interesante noise is that the stam beged in the Torah is something that's made from tzemer or pishtim. L'maisa l'gabi dine telma v'tayra, the Pasuk says in Pasha Shmini, oy beged. So we learn out, it's Gemara on Shabbos Daf Chav Zayin, oy beged teaches us, l'rabo is gam begodim shenasu miminim acherim. Which does not mean that the fact that stam beged is tzemer or pishtim is a hagdora that's botl mavutl. Communicate by tzitzis. That's what's the shaila with katan tzitzis. It's a major machlokes rishonim. If we look at katan tzitzis as not tzitzis deraisa, because only begodim that are begodim deraisa, kanfe bigdeim, is only tzemer pishtim. What's the gabi shatnis? Is also a good question. Shatnis is only tzemer pishtim, okay. And tumas mitzayra. Akoponim, there is a sugi called that stam begodim is tzemer pishtim, but over here, legabi tumah v'tayra, sheretz, tumas meis, etc., the other type of begodim are also begodim. Now, one thing that's interesting about a beged is you could have a very long beged. The avnet l'moshel was in the base of Mikdash was many amas long. If you'd spread it out and you'd bundle it together, it could be that it holds more than arbaim saw. L'chor, if you'd fill it up with content, it would be impossible to move. L'chor, it shouldn't be mekabel, it's not doim l'sak. So that state mefurish that anything that's nitin lekipul is not used only for content of something in it. And mamela, the shame beged is definitely not nizbatl, i.e. the fact that if it would be filled up with something, then that would be a dovashen mitalkul. It's not relevant. Others say more than that. The Mikdash David, Sidre Tyrus, is that the whole idea of the kli being defined by a base kibul that has to be dumi desak is only true when you talk about something that's functional. When you talk about a beged has to do with wrapping it around the person's body. What does that have to do with the base kibul? Savad, if there's no shaks to base kibul, there's no shaks to how big the base kibul is and whether when it's full of content, whether you'll be able to move it or not. L'chor, the whole discussion is not relevant. There's another category that's described in the pasuk called sak. Sak is something made from a rougher, less pliable material than begodim. It doesn't bend itself to the gufa adam. Person would put on big day sack, it hangs on him, it doesn't bend to the tzura of the body, it's not as soft. But sack is also something, it's made for carrying, it's not made for begodim, and it's a kli, and it has tumah. Okay, now it's on the Mishnah. Habeged mitame mishum chamisha shemois. The din of tumas begodim has a din to be mekabel tumah in one of five definitions. Each one, there's a different shear to how much is a davar choshuv legabi kabbalas tuma. So let's first speak it out. There's one oifin where a beged could be mekabel tuma because something could go into it. It has a clay kibul. There's no shear to a clay kibul. Moishuv is the shear of something that's royally yeshiva. A royally yeshiva has a tuma chamur of tumas medris. That the shear of that is gimel tvachim legabi gimel tvachim. Oil is the oil hames is tame. If there's a dead body inside, the oil hames is also tame, as long as it's not a building. Pasuk says v'hiza ala oil. It also needs hazaras shlishi v'shvi. So the shear of an oil is a tefach al tefach. Something that has space inside is the kolapok of tefach. Beged kishla atzmoy, the shear is sholosh etzbois by sholosh etzbois. That's by a beged ha'osu mitzemer u'pishtin. Then there's another interesting category called arig. It's something woven together. It's like a beged, like a belt. Even if it doesn't have a width of sholosh etzbois, so it's not called a beged, it's not sholosh by sholosh. You learn out of sack that anything that's woven together, tovi of arig, it has a shame of a kli. It's mekabel tum b'teres arig. We'll have to see what that's about. Everything we just spoke has in the Rav. Hasak. A sack is this harder material, which is a sack, a category with Ne'atz, maybe Mekabal Tumah. Mishum Arbo, it has four categories, we'll speak them out also. The four are, it could be Beteres Klei Kibul, the shear is Bekolshu, Beteres Moishev, the shear will be Gimel on Gimel. And Anchildix, Beteres Moishev, or Beteres Stam Sack, the shear will be Arba al Arba. Beteres Arig, if it's made for a belt or something, so then the shear is... It doesn't need arbo, b'roichav. If it's ba'oil, the shear is tefach al tefach. More or less the same thing. Ho'or, mishum shloisha. Or it could also be, if it has a clay kibul, the shear, b'kolshu, b'teres moishav, or stam or, when it's soft and it's roi for something, beged, a piece of or, which is oimit to be fabric, the shear of being mekabel tumah is chamisha al chamisha tefachim. B'teres oil is weiter tefach al gabi tefach. And Mishnah goes down a step. Ho eitz mishum shnayim. Kli eitz is nitma in one of two ways. Again, one is b'teres klei kibul, and one is b'teres moishav. V'shteit l'chor in the Mishnah, which we'll have to see more about, is the fact that what's conspicuously missing is oil. There's no din of a oil hames of kli eitz. Kli eitz kishal atzme, the roof is not a kli eitz. It doesn't have a klei kibul, a roof of a space. And it does not have a shame of oil ames, you have to know why. That's something we'll have to see. Uklicheres mishum echad, only if it has a toich, only if it has kibul. There's nothing else, no sitting on a klicheres. Klicheres mitamim mishum klikibul, kol she'en le toich toich klicheres en le acharayim. We said that the cheftz of a klicheres is only the toich. If it doesn't have it, doesn't have the functionality acharayim, doesn't mean anything. Musaf alav oetz, added to that is the two oifanim of eitz, what we just said, mishum moishov, besides for the clay kibul. V'chein tablo she'en bo lizveiz, if there's a tablo, a flat surface, that's functional, that's made of eitz, and it doesn't have a rim around it, which makes it into a clay kibul. V'kli eitz tmeo, unfortunately, we got misham she'odom, misham she'odom. B'klicheres is tahoira without a toich, without a pnim. Musav alav or, and added din shu metam mishum meholim, like we spoke about before. Musav alav asak shu metam mishum arig. Musav alav abeged, that there's a shir b'fnei atzmi shu metam mishum sholosh al sholosh. Speak out a few nekudas. One nekuda is that pshute kli eitz hamishamish odom. Meshamish es ha'odom, and it's meshamish meshamish ha'odom. So the Rishonim say that's mekabel tumah. The question is, but if in zeh that's meshamish odom completely, whether it's mekabel tumah as kli eitz, even pshute kli eitz mideraisa, pshute kli eitz as zechem etamim miderabonon. It's only pshute mateches that b'chol oifin shu mekabel tumah mideraisa kli eitz is only derabonon. The question is, if it's a ganze meshamish odom, meshamish meshamish ha'odom, then maybe it has a tzuas hakli, then maybe it's mekabel tumah mideraisa. That is a machlok sushen. The shayla is legabe the hekish to sak. However, all that is only by kli eitz, by kli cheres, loy gazuna. They weren't goyzer on something that doesn't have a toich at all. They kept that din very strict. Now, the loshna at the end of the Mishnah, beged mitame, sorry, at the end of the Mishnah, we are beged mitam mishum sholosh al sholosh. A little bit of a pella, Mishnah. Right now, others ask, l'chayra, there's no new type of kabbalah tumah. You tell me the shear of a beged is sholosh al sholosh. Mashenkin by sak, the shear is dalad al dalad. Or by or, the shear is chomish al chomish. There's not new tumah called it's mitame mishum sholosh al sholosh. That's not the name of the tumah. That's the shear of the tumah. So Reb Chaim is a shtickle gerach al hashas. Is a shtickle that's nageh tumas begodim legabe negoyim. And he says that the shear of gimel al gimel by begodim is not a shear in the cheshivus, like the dalid of a sack and the hay of or. It's not a shear in cheshivus. It's a shear in what has a shame of a heft of a beged. There is no shear cheshivus. There's a new type of zak, even without cheshivus, of a photo shame beged. It's not that the material has a cheshivus, it's that it has a shame beged. That's kever. The same way the Torah speaks out a beged as a shame bifnei atzmoi, so it has a din bifnei atzmoi. That's what I mean, sholosh al sholosh. It's not the shear. It's the definition of a beged without cheshivus. That's the noise. If you want to know what's the cheshivus functionality of something, stam dalet al dalet. Gimel al gimel is a minimal amount of a chalois shame beged. Okay, it's a vort. Lemaisa, there's another tumul about this, because by tumas medris, there's a shailov if it's roi l'shchiva, who owns it? An oni, an osher. Rishonim hold that this definition that depends whether it's miyud l'tumas medris, an oni and osher. This, by the way, is in Shabbos daf mem zayin. That definition is only by medris. Rashi holds that it's even by beged gimel al gimel. So Rashi l'chayr is saying that beged gimel al gimel is also told in the cheshivus. Cheshivus l'gabi an oni, l'gabi an osher. Rishonim hold that way. Be'etzem, the shame beged is a chalois b'fnei atzmoi. The shear of medris is because medris is not al tzuroi l'kabel tumah. We spoke to him on the last parak. The word of tumas medris is the word the sevet miyud l'shchivah shaloi. It's his makom shchivah. So that shaykh to who's the owner. Shaykh the owner. We spoke to him on the gabi shin rishus, etc. Let's discuss for a minute another chiddush that we pointed out. This that says moisav alav ha'or shum mitam mishum me'holim. So Mishnah says this tumas me'holim, and we just spoke out in the Mishnah that that's nitoisiv only by sak, by or, by beged, not by cheretz ve'etz. Cheretz ve'etz, even though it's a functional oil, that's ma'al ala mes, it's not mekabel tumas ha'olam. So Tosfos in Shabbos Daf Chof Zayin Amud Beis says that be'etzem, the chiddush of tumas ha'olam is only when it's mechubal lekarka, it's botel mitoras azach b'fnei atzma. Let's say you have a cloth spread over a place with a dead body. So if it's tied to poles and tied to the ground, it's mechubal lekarka, although it wouldn't have a teres beged. So you need a chiddush of oyholim lekabel tumas meis. However, if it's metalkin, if it was not tied to the ground, so then it's poshut that would be mekabel tumah. Hazeh shtei toichin raivid in hilkos tumas meis perikei. The Rosh in the Mishnah by us, it's also teres Rosh and Shabbos daf kof ches, clearly says not that way. He says that there would be a havamina that teres seholim, once something is miyud for an oil, it's mafkiyat from the shem beged, the shem or, the shem sak, there's no trabal tumah. So there's a new chaloy shem oil that's mekabel tumah. Well, we won't get into now, it's something to discuss in Maseches Oilus, but just a window into that, is that lefi this rosh, there's absolutely no makor that an oil which is nailed down to the ground has tumah seholim. There's a famous Maram Mokum on this, a Tur al HaTeru, Pasha Shmini. The Tur might be coming, the Balatur might be coming from his father Rosh. He says this, that the Mishkan wasn't Nitma, but Misas Nodav Aviv, they went in, right? The whole Mishkan should have needed Tefillah, only the people that were Metame needed Tefillah. Why? Mishum Tumas Seholim is because by Metaltel, only by Metaltel, not by Mechub LeKarka, this is the Rosh Hashita. According to other Shem, the Kasha is a good Kasha. The other shita is the faket dosh teitot that even with mechum lekarka there's a new shame oil which is mitame. It's only schadish in these minim, not in other minim.